Well, we wanted to talk with our own congressman from right here in Baltimore, Congressman Elijah Cummings. And by the way, the congressman has a town hall and symposium coming up about the Affordable Care Act. It's going to be this Saturday, September the 14th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to have this. It's going to be at University of Baltimore in their business center on Mount Royal Avenue. And we'll have more of that on the page. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, C4. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I watched you all weekend, Congressman, on Face the Nation. I saw you right here at Channel 11, WBL-TV, kind of trying to figure out where you are on this. With the newest news that's come out today with Russia being involved, can you tell us kind of where you are in this discussion?
First of all, I'm skeptically optimistic, C4, but I'm very pleased to see that finally Russia has come around to encouraging its client, Mr. Assad in Syria, to accept international control of their weapons and then hopefully eventually destroying them. I think that that's probably the very best solution we could come out of with. It certainly beats limited strikes because we don't know what would happen there. It could very well mushroom into another Iraq, and I think that's what most of my constituents are concerned about. They don't want to see another war. They are tired of it. They worry that we'll be in a situation where our sons and daughters of our nation will be lost and suffering injuries and spending $1 trillion on a war. And I think, so therefore, what has come forward so far is, I think, a great idea. Hopefully, it will move forward. It's my understanding that high-ranking folk in Syria have accepted it. Russia is on board. China is on board. France is taking it to the Security Council, the UN, immediately. And so I think we have a possible breakthrough here. But, C4, let me say this. I sat in an hour meeting yesterday with the president, and as I sat there, I was reminded of the fact that if it were not for the president saying that he was going to take action, I don't think any of this would be happening.
I agree with you.
And a lot of people criticize, the same people who criticize the president for not doing certain things in Syria are now, and I just talked to several Republicans within the last hour, and they are happy that for this solution because they didn't want to vote on this.
Well, let me ask you, Congressman, because Senator Mikulski has already come out and said, even though she was one of 19 members to vote against the war in Iraq, that she would vote for this. Have you made a decision yet as to how you
haven't made a decision yet, only because I still have some questions that need to be answered. But I can tell you that I'm not leaning towards it, for it. As a matter of fact, I am very skeptical. My constituents, who I have a tremendous amount of respect for, I would venture to guess the calls coming in my office, if I remember correctly, are like 400 to 1. That is 400.
That's pretty overwhelming. That's pretty overwhelming.
Oh yeah, yeah. See, that's three issues that I told the president this too yesterday when I met with him. I said, number one, Mr. President, you've got to show that this is in the core national security interest of the country to strike Syria. That's number one. People have got to understand that it's in their security interest, and that people don't see that. Two, I said, the goal you have set was to degrade Assad's capability of using chemical weapons. But I said, suppose you don't completely degrade that capability. Your second goal was to deter. Mm-hmm. How do we know that the actions that we're going to be taking, that is a limited strike, is going to deter him from using the chemical weapons? Keep in mind that this is not regime change. So mm-hmm. Assad would still be there with the chemical weapons, by the way. And they're not, it's not like they're going to destroy the chemical weapons, because to try to do that would be very dangerous, because you'd have these plumes of gases and chemicals going up in the air and killing a lot of people. And I said the third thing that I want to know is what are the consequences of our possible, quote, limited strikes, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And is there a scenario by which they, we may end up being deeper in this war, such as boots on the ground, than we anticipated. And I said that he has to address those questions. And he's also got to do something else. He's got to show us exactly how do we measure the success of the strikes if we do strike.
Well, so all those questions, Congressman, I think the president will have to make tonight in his speech. Even with the news that incorporating the news that we have today. But the problem that a lot of people have, Congressman, is the fact that 80%, according to most polls, 80% of Americans already believe that Assad used these weapons
on his
own people. So you don't have to convince them of that. But having
said that,
another 60 to 80%, depending on which poll you look at, say, even though we know that,
we
still don't want the American government to bomb Syria and get involved with this. So my question to you is, you know, chemical weapons, who had them and where it happens to, that's all fine and good. American people have accepted all of that. They still don't want war.
That's exactly right. And so at the same time, though, when you've got your commander-in-chief laying out a proposal that he thinks is in the best interest of the American people, you have to give consideration to it. That doesn't mean you have to vote for it, but you have to give consideration. This is the president of the United States.
Absolutely.
And so I've tried in my best to look at, I have now gone to 4 classified briefings. I have done everything I know how to try to get as much information as I could, met with Secretary Kerry, met with Secretary Kerry, met with Susan Rice, you know, talk to Hagel, talk to all of them, even the vice president and the president. And so I wanted to see for exactly what the president was seeing. I wanted to talk to the people that he talked to come to the conclusions that he came to. And I'm not there yet, and I don't know that I'll ever get there. And I am hoping that this proposal by the Russians to have these weapons stockpiled does work. I think it's a tremendous break, and I think that if we are able to accomplish this, then that's the best solution of all solutions. Because then you don't have the loss of life. You don't have to worry about those chemical weapons in the future. They're under control and eventually destroyed.
Let's suppose things break down for whatever reason, and Syria doesn't hand these weapons over through some international entity, and Congress ends up voting no on this thing. Secretary of State John Kerry has been very all over the place, Congressman, in terms of what the president might do if Congress votes no. If Congress does vote no and the president goes ahead, what would you and your members have to say?
I think the members would be extremely upset, and to be frank with you, I don't think the president would do that. I just don't think he would. I think if he saw some imminent danger to our country, he would have to take some action then. But unless that happens, and let me tell you why, he did not have to come to the Congress. I told the president yesterday, I said, Mr. President, you got to keep in mind, when you came to the Congress, you also came to the people. In other words, because this is a representative government. So, and our constituents are saying no. And keep in mind that my district voted over 77%. For the president, and in Baltimore City, probably over 95%.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not a thing where people don't like the president and doing things for saying no for political reasons. They do not want war, period. And I explained that to him, and I told him, I said, Mr. President, you have got to understand that people that I just ran into a nurse at from Johns Hopkins, who said, Cummings, I do not want war. It was significant, C4, that she was a nurse, because she said she understood biological and chemical weapons.
She
knows
people.
What it does. Mm-hmm. She said, but Mr. Cummings, I just left a school, my child's school, where they don't even have books.
Mm.
So why should I be worried about somebody clear across the ocean when I got things to deal with right here? She said, my cousin, he's been furloughed. My husband lost his job. We got sequestration. And so they're saying, wait a minute.
Hmm.
I don't want to spend $1 trillion on a war. I don't want boots on the ground. I don't want to have and she also told me about how they see people coming in who have brain trauma problems because of the war, you know? And so So here's
that's
somebody
the reality.
That you would think would be super sensitive.
Right.
Right.
That's the reality of this story. Congressman Elijah Cummings, we're out of time. I want to make sure people know, Making Good Healthy, My Reality. It's a town hall and symposium
They've
meeting.
They've got to come out, C4, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the University of Baltimore. If they want to learn about the Affordable Care Act and how to get insured, and we're also taking care of, we're going to have a portion to tell small businesses how to take advantage of the opportunities they have for tax credits and things of that nature. And they ought to bring their families. We're going to have lunch and breakfast for them. They're going to start at around 10 o'clock. Come on out, University of Baltimore.
Thank you, Congressman, for your time, sir.
Thank you.